When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Today is Monday, July 30th, and this is a Red Sox Beat podcast edition here on the CLNS Media Network. My name is Jared Scali. Welcome into the show. It's like a mini episode here of Red Sox Beat. Of course, on Twitter at Red Sox CLNS, Facebook is Red Sox Beat podcast. Of course, you're going to come in here and you're going to want to be able to listen to the show. We have the big episode. I wanted to do a small episode here. It's going to be 10 minutes or so, of course, here on the CLNS Media Network. And you know what? It's simply because a news popped up that I didn't talk about on this week's show that I really want to talk about. And it's Adrian Beltre. And we know the trade deadline is approaching as I sit here, it's a day away, if not less than 24 hours. And news broke after I recorded this week's Red Sox Beat podcast, which you should go listen to now on iTunes, Stitcher, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. But apparently, according to Evan Drellick of NBC Sports Boston and his sources, the Red Sox and the Rangers are talking an Adrian Beltre trade. Have to touch on this because we all know Adrian Beltre used to be a member of the Red Sox. He played one season here, 2010. He hit 321 with 28 ding-dongs. And they would have liked to re-sign him, but they didn't. He's been with the Rangers ever since. And supposedly, the two teams are now talking. Beltre is 39 at this point. He's playing his 21st season, hitting 292 with a 342 on base percentage and slugging .404. He has five homers, and he's obviously not what he once was, but he is a third baseman, and Rafael Devers is on the DL, which I kind of touched on in the big episode. That's why I wanted to make sure I kind of touched on this as well. So I figured, you know what? Screw it. We'll release another mini episode of Red Sox Beat here. So Adrian Beltre, it's an interesting situation because, like I said, he's 39. You're not really sure what you want to do if you're Devers. If you're the Red Sox, about Devers. Do you trust him? I mentioned this on the big show. If you trust him, that he's fine, and he's going to be okay, and you trust the doctors, then maybe you let him go. Maybe you don't worry about it. You go get a relief pitcher, and I still think the relief pitcher is ultimately what they'll do. Maybe I'll be biting my tongue next week when they have Adrian Beltre. Who knows? But Adrian Beltre kind of shows an interesting opportunity here. A guy who kind of loved it here. Did really well here. Fans loved him that one year he was here, right? The big one-knee swing. Red Sox fans would love to have him again, and I think for what this team needs, he might be a good fit. And maybe being on a better team might just up those numbers, because we all know we've played sports and people get it. If you're on a bad team, you stop really trying. Sorry, people. Sorry, former coaches, but you do it. And I'm a coach now myself. I know it. If you're on a bad team, you don't work as hard, and you have to get motivated. If you're on a good team, you're motivated because you're winning. So if Adrian Beltre gets traded to the best team in baseball, that's not opinion, that's fact, then wouldn't that turn around his season? So I look at this rumor and this sourcing of Evan Drellick. It's an interesting one to follow coming into the trade deadline because now you have a situation where you have this guy who could come in and help. He's a name, right? We know he's a name. They've been monitoring both markets. It's an interesting situation is if they really feel like they need help, why wouldn't you bring this guy in? He's a free agent after the year, yes, but if you really need him, you pay the dirt that you're going to have to pay because, one, that's all you have in your farm system anyway. But the fact is, it's not going to take you much to get him. There's other aspects to this as well, just the fact that he's going to be a free agent, so you won't have to pay too much for a rental. So it comes down to the idea that maybe, just maybe, you come around here and look at Adrian Beltre and go, you know what? We want him as depth. Maybe he doesn't play every day. Maybe Devers comes back and then he sits the bench. Maybe he's okay with that. because then he gets to rotate in and out. Devers doesn't have to play all the time. If his bat struggles like it had been early in the year, you can get him some rest. You can get him some rest anyway, because if he's hurt, then you don't know if he's going to be 100% completely when he comes back. If they really want someone to back Devers up here and figure this out, and they really feel like they need some infield depth, I like the Beltre idea. No, obviously it sounds like they're just checking into it, and I don't even know if it's really something that they're going to pull off. But it's a matter of what does it look like, what does it feel like, and does Devers need some backup? And before we go, I'm going to also talk about another option, too, the Red Sox kind of are interested in on the other side of the break here. But it comes to a fact is, if you're the Red Sox, Adrian Beltre does simply just make complete sense. You know, it also makes complete sense. And honestly, I just love it. It's simple context, by the way, if you didn't get the point there. I love, and our sponsor of the show here this week, this mini episode, and I really just do love when we can kind of discover companies here on the show that kind of solve for those pesky tasks or problems that we don't really like to deal with every day. And it's one of those things where it's called Simple Contacts, and it's a total game changer for anyone who wears contact lenses. If you wear contacts, and you know that how annoying it is, obviously, to get those prescriptions filled year after year, and you have to go buy more, and you always seem to run out before you really have a big event coming where you don't want to wear your glasses or you just feel uncomfortable, whatever it may be. But it's pretty stupidly easy in a sense of it's super easy to buy contacts. It's super easy. It's using your phone or computer to actually take the Simple Contacts vision test in 5 minutes. So you're bringing the doctor to you, sitting on the couch, realizing you're out of contacts, whip open your iPhone, whip open your Android, whatever preference you have, no judging here. Take the eye test. A real doctor is going to check it out and review it. And then if they're legit with it, it's going to review your subscription. Now, my co-host usually just does wear contacts, and he does use this, and it's one of those things where now it's turned into he loves it, he swears by it. He's had a new kid. That's why he hasn't been on the show as much, because having a baby's a problem. But it's also easy because he can fill his prescription while baby in one hand, iPhone in the other, snap a screenshot, I take the vision test while he's got his newborn in his arms. Now doctor's going to review that, and boom, you can come in and have the ability to save time and money on contacts. So you're going to save $20 on your lenses. What we want you to do, friends of the show, go to simplecontacts.com/RedSoxBeat, and that's promo code is RedSoxBeat. Again, simplecontacts.com/RedSoxBeat, and that promo code is going to be RedSoxBeat. You're going to get your first $20 off your first order of contacts at simplecontacts.com/RedSoxBeat. $20 off. It's not a replacement, people, of course, for your full eye exam, but it is a simple way to renew your contacts, and it's a great way to check it out. So again, get $20 off your first order at simplecontacts.com/RedSoxBeat. Now, before we get out of here, one thing that intrigues me, and that's, I kind of hinted at it, is outside of the Beltre thing, Red Sox are looking at Bud Norris. Cardinals closer currently, yes, that Bud Norris, who used to be a guy on the Baltimore Orioles, starter, whatever, maybe he's turned closer now and doing pretty well this year. So you look at Bud Norris as an option as well. I look at him as a dime a dozen. I think the biggest thing with the reliever is if they want to really make a splash and go after a reliever, they're going to want to do it so that it's a guy to replace Craig Kimbrell. Because I don't want you to bring in some no-name guy if you're going to lose Craig Kimbrell. If you really think you're going to pay Craig Kimbrell, and honestly, disclaimer, I wish they do. I hope they keep Kimbrell. But if next year they go into it and think they don't want to keep him, then you go for trade somebody for right now who you think could replace Craig Kimbrell down the road. And that's an option what he has as well, and Dave Dombrowski. Now, do you look into it as a situation where you rather relieving help than you do anything else? But you look at what Bud Norris brings. He's a 3.14 ERA this season with 20 saves and 23 opportunities. Cardinals aren't great. They're obviously selling. He has a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 6.88, and he's never been really higher. So it's one of those things where it's taking a chance. I don't know if I want Bud Norris because, well, he's not going to be the answer to Craig Kimbrell leaving. So I'm not going to sit here and present names to you because I don't have any off the top of my head, but there's names out there that why wouldn't you give a shot on? But if you're going to go after a reliever, it's got to be someone who makes sense in a way, not just a guy who's going to come in like Addison Reed. I don't mind the Addison Reed signing, but they didn't keep him. So why don't you look at it as the situation where let's actually have a situation where we can go after and maybe help Devers. I'd almost rather Beltre than a reliever unless you're going after a top-tier guy. But either way, we'll leave the mini episode at that. This was more of a Beltre conversation than anything else, but I wanted to touch on the Bud Norris rumor as well. Don't forget to go follow us at Red Sox CLNS, Facebook Red Sox Beat Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Smash that subscribe button. Hope go listen to the big episode from this week as well. I was alone, so yacked about Devers, yacked about a lot of stuff there. But thank you for checking out this little mini episode of Red Sox Beat here on CLNS Media. We'll be back another episode with Jess, hopefully back next week. Talk soon.